Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doth the will of my Father who is in heaven, he shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We, dear friends and faithful, we are the Romans to whom St. Paul speaks in today's epistle. Haunted by the memory of our past sins and the shame they have brought to our face. Perhaps, however, like the Israelites leaving slavery in Egypt, we pine still for those early days before our conversion to our Lord. We remember the flesh pots of Egypt. We remember the happy, ignorant bliss of a sinful life. We gaze about us at those who have not yet abandoned the world, their ease, their comfort, their pleasure, the fulfillment of their every will. More subtly, we may listen to the whispers drawing us away from our daily duties, away from forgiveness and self-denial, away from our spouse and our children, away from the tabernacle and the Mass. So many whispers, as many illusions, as many false prophets. All of it a lie. For thunders the apostle, the wages of sin is death. The freedom of the enemies of the cross is a freedom only in name. They are not even free from pressure and constraint, for their conscience condemns them nightly, and their base passions compel and force them daily. Led not by reason and love, led rather by mindless pleasure, into eternal pain. Unhappy we, if having given our lives over to our Lord Jesus Christ, we should spend each day of our life taking a portion back, dismantling the promises of our baptism brick by brick. Every vice weakly fought, every judgment of our neighbor unmortified, every resentment nourished, every worldly pleasure glorified. For if it is not enough to call him Lord, if we refuse him as Lord over our hearts, it is not enough to call him King, if his scepter does not guide our will. We say that he is light from true light in the creed, yet does he shine this moment in every corner of our conscience? Or is there a part of us that we have yet to surrender to the God of our hearts? Our Lord instructs us in today's Holy Gospel that our religion is more than an idea. The demons and all the spirits of the damned will confess on the last day that he is indeed Lord. We confess it truly today only if it reforms our interior life. Our Lord, as a true prophet, calls us to reform our lives in his love and not let his holy law, sanctified in his precious blood, remain for us a dead letter. The kingdom of God is within us, says our blessed Savior. And by this he means that the freedom of his cross is offered to us today and in every moment if we would but seize it. A little beyond the reading of today's Holy Gospel in St. Matthew, our Savior continues, "Everyone, therefore, that heareth these my words and doth them, shall be likened to a wise man that built his house upon a rock. And the rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew, and they beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded on a rock." What are these storms but the temptations that beset us in this life? Who is this rock, if not our Christ, our Lord? The great St. Paul says to the Colossians, "If you be risen with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Mind the things that are above, not the things that are upon the earth." There are invincible graces at our disposal here, at this altar, in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, or in the shadows of the sacred tribunal, in the confessional. But too often we use of them half-heartedly, without a firm purpose. Too often for us, holiness is a phantom that haunts the dusty biographies of saints that adorn our bookshelves. Beyond us, we fear, is the promise of a holy life, free from every deliberate sin. Beyond us, it will remain, as long as our purpose is feeble and our sights set too low. Holiness is possible, holiness is inevitable, if we would end our compromise with this world and strive to serve our Lord at every moment. To do so, we must truly know and love our Lord, and also truly know and love ourselves. As long as my knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ and his love for me remains superficial, my love for him, my desire for holiness, which is none other than union with him, will likewise remain lukewarm. How capital then that we learn more of him in holy books, from the holy gospels, but most especially by reclining on his sacred heart in prayer. We must also truly know ourselves, our weaknesses, yes, our tendencies to sin, but we must know and remain firmly convinced that we were made for more. My mind is open to more than this world could ever show. My heart demands more than this world could ever promise. We will not make progress against sin until we firmly believe that our dignity demands more, that we are made for so much more. We were made to know and be known, to love and be loved by the heart of a God. What base pleasure, what passing joy, what vaunted victory in a petty argument, what indulged impatience could ever equal the loving gaze of the Sacred Heart? We may yet fall. We will certainly bear imperfections, but our confidence must remain unshakable, founded on the rock that is Christ. To him we must unceasingly return in humility and constantly claim the help of his grace, the power of his precious blood, our birthright. We cannot serve two masters. Even as we beseech more and better graces of our God, let us hold ourselves to ever greater and holier things. A greater spirit of loving patience and humility, of generous forgiveness and forbearance, of steadfast fortitude in the hour of temptation, of prompt help to a neighbor in need. Though we wage war in hearts and in our homes against the spirit of this world and the slavery of sin, our true love of our Lord is the pledge of our victory. May we know him in prayer and love him truly indeed, so to be found worthy to repeat with the apostle, I live, now not I, but Christ liveth in me. That I live now in the flesh, I live in the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and delivered himself for me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.